Cast booth, and wait, I remember last year, I think it was, after we lost one game, we said, hey, we live for another day, and we say the same thing again today.
Yeah, Dave, we got to take one pitch one day at a time, you know, try to get out of that thing with, you know, coming in with Dakota, but had to come in with Gilly when we did, and you know, it was a hard-fought game. Our offense really sparked today.
You know, you look at this game, the way it started, Maton, you know, he gave up a base hit, a double, hit a batter, they scored a run, and, you know, Tree goes out to the mound. You already have Gilly throwing into bullpen, and I was looking at my score sheet. After that, he retired 10 in a row. I mean, he just looked like, okay, you guys have had enough.
After he hit the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, for some reason, he got out.
Woke him up, huh?
Yeah, and that was huge because he was probably one batter away from coming out. And, I mean, Phil's been good for us all year, but for some reason, Tree came in the dugout before the game and said, man, he is all over the place in the bullpen. Keep an eye on him. And, well, when I saw hit by pitch, I said, man. So we got Gilly down there in a hurry, and thank goodness we didn't have to go put him in there in the first inning.
Well, it was good to see the Bulldogs hit the ball like we did today.
Yeah,
and, you know, Justin Gordy, four hits today. It was almost like, you know, and Alex Williams also had a couple of hits. You know, six hits between the two seniors, like they're saying, okay, this is not going to be our last game.
No, those guys want it bad. And I tell you, you know, a bunch of other guys had two hits. Tarasas and Orangeburg really sparked us in that leadoff spot. And, you know, drove a ball off the wall and had some excellent bunts. And, you know, and Cody Neal had two big hits. Rashawn had two big hits. I mean, it was a full team effort today.
Yeah, it was, you know, like I say, 17 hits. When was the last time we had 17 hits in a game?
That might be the most this year, for sure. I mean, I don't think we've had 17 hits since the old bats. I really think so. And that was a good thing to see our offense come alive, because you got to have some offense. You want to stick around in this thing.
Yeah, you know, Arnford, I'll ask you about him. You know, he bunted that ball, and it looked like the ball, the throw kind of grazed his head or his shoulder down there at first base. And I didn't know if he was going to be able to, because if he had been alert, and I know he was hurting at the time, he could have easily been up at second base because that ball went down the right field line.
Well, he and the first baseman hit shoulders, and he tweaked his neck. Mm. I mean, his neck was bothering him. And when I was looking at the play, the third baseman was looking at the play, I had a runner coming to third. Third baseman collides with me and elbows me in the rib cage. And we almost both hit the ground. And I said, man, that was a ball play. But, you know, he tweaked his neck, and we had to see him throw the next inning and see if we were going to put him back out there. And he was good after that.
Well, no doubt been handed to me by Kelvin, the most hits since Hawaii last season in the finale, in which we lost in that game. So it's been a year, and over, you know, here we go. It was against Hawaii again.
Over here, yeah.
Yeah.
We lost that 18-11 game or something, but it's good to send him home instead of them sending us home.
Yeah.
So we got to take care of business again tomorrow.
You know, it got a little antsy, too, toward the end. You know, it was an 8-1 lead, and Hawaii just kept creeping back. And, you know, and I said the error on Gebhardt on the ball that hit over the bag at second base. I said, from my angle, it looked like he was looking to try to field the ball and step on the bag at the same time, because it would have been pretty much an easy double play.
I don't know if it hit the bag or not. I think that's what caused him to miss it. I think it hit the bag.
Did it?
Because he had a routine play, and he was right behind the base. And rule of thumb, I mean, you got to get the ball if you're a third baseman or second base, go get it before it gets to the bag. But, you know, we overcame a few mistakes there, and Gilly settled in and got it done at the end for us.
Well, a good win for the Bulldogs. As we say, now you play another day. We don't know who we play tomorrow, but it really doesn't make any difference, because we played all these teams six times already this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got three times.
Yeah, three times.
Yeah, but we just got to be ready to play, and we'll be playing somebody that's going to be mad that they're entering a losing bracket. So, and that's a hard thing to overcome.
And we're happy just to be there right now.
Well, you go from the night games where it's cool in the winner's bracket to, oh, Lord, we got to win four or five in a row now. That's what they're going to experience tonight, whoever we're playing tomorrow.
Like we experience here today.
Yeah.
Because you just never know how you can. And especially, I think, compliments to Louisiana Tech today after such a tough loss last night. I mean, that just, you know, that just stabs you right in the heart. To come back and play like you did today, I think this is a credit to the character of this team, isn't it?
Well, it is, Dave, because that last night's a season ender for a lot of teams, because you get back late, you shove something down your throat, you go to bed, you wake up at 6 a.m., and you're right back out here.
And you still have that lump in your throat, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, that shows the character of this club. And I wish him, I wish we could come out and continue to fight. And I think we will. And our guys, they don't want to go away easy. I know that because they know they can play with everybody in this thing.
You know, it was kind of an interesting comment you made to me at breakfast today. And you know, after losing such a tough game last night, and you looked at me and said, hey, the sun did come up today.
Yeah, early over here. Real early, like 5:30 in the morning. But, you know, it when he hit that ball last night, everybody just stood out there on the field.
Yeah.
And the game was over. And our guys just stood and played. And that's devastating, you know. And I know we're still alive, but, you know, it's a much harder track that we have to get back in the championship game. But, you know, we're going to keep on. It is what it is. And we got to keep on getting after it. I like our offensive spark today. We need to keep the lineup as much as same as possible. But, you know, without Arnie catching that first game, we would have the DH and Brashawn would have to go in the outfield somewhere. But we're going to try to stay as close to that lineup as we can.
And Cody Neal came through. And, you know, he had a big base hit with a left-hander on the mound. Yeah. You know, a lot of times that's not a good matchup.
Yeah, that. And he had a bounder over the infielder's head. Yep. But running at third, two big RBIs.
What about tomorrow's pitching?
We're going to go with Peterson game one and Sadberry game two.
So, and everybody else is almost available, I guess, right, except for Stephan and Maton, huh?
Yeah, they're on.
I know Gilly is ready. He'd be ready to go back out again right now.
Well, we got Alvis, Ferguson, Dudley. We got Carlisle. We got a lot of guys that we can throw out there. We just got to be able to get a lead and throw guys that, you know, that aren't on the spot guys that can give us some innings. We got to get some innings out of some guys.
Well, congratulations on the win.